I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Tomorrow is the last day to vote in the tribal council election for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Early voting's been going on all week, and on Wednesday, some of the students at Two Eagle River School in Pablo, who are old enough to vote, went over and cast their first ballots.
We just got back from the tribal complex, and we just got done voting.
Most of us this is our first tribal election that we get to vote for.
So this is your first time you voted ever, right?
Yeah, ever in our whole lives. It's kind of exciting a little bit.
It's a great experience.
Rosendo Martinez and Jalen Ducharme say they're glad they can be involved. Rosendo Martinez.
Because we are old enough to be able to have a part in our future generations, to be a part of it and help support what we feel is right.
Think it makes a difference?
Yes, I think it has to make a big difference.
One reason Martinez and Ducharme are so fired up to vote is because they helped organize a tribal council candidates forum that was held at Two Eagle River School.
Hello, my name is Wade Hendrickson. I'm running for the St. Ignatius District, and I've been a resident here of the reservation all my life. I'm 58 years old.
If I wouldn't have went to the forum, I probably would not have voted. That put them in an uncomfortable circumstance, and I seen how they reacted, and that helped me a lot with who I picked when I voted.
Martinez and fellow students in their teacher Jamie Stevenson's tribal history and government class spent a lot of time putting together questions for the candidates. They said they were trying to get better answers from those running for tribal council than those they'd seen the presidential candidates give in the recent televised debates that they'd been watching in class. But Martinez says that didn't really happen.
Well, our discussion and what we came up with, all of our ideas and everything, were not very big deals to them. There wasn't very big concerns to what they were dealing with. I feel like we were more asking to save and to help our people, and I feel like they were expecting us to ask more questions about financial issues.
Martinez says the students wanted to hear candidates' ideas about how to preserve tribal culture and languages, but he said the students' top issue was
drug use, drug and alcohol abuse. That is a main thing that, I could see and I've experienced living on this reservation, but I mean, some of our candidates, I feel, don't see that as a big issue.
Several students who helped organize the forum said that they think the tribe needs to open a substance abuse rehabilitation center to deal with what they say is rampant use of methamphetamine and other drugs. But even if Martinez felt like the candidates didn't give satisfying answers to the students' questions, he says the forum was worthwhile, and not just because they had a packed house of interested community members in the Two Eagle River School cafeteria where the event was held. He thinks the forum was good for the candidates.
Just for them to be able to hear what us as students have to say and what we're living through, so they get to hear our voices and they get to hear what we have to say about our reservation.
I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio News.